Welcome into the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone. Zach Tigard, Eric Evenson, Christian Moffitt, and Matt Davis here with you on this dreary Tuesday. It's thunderstorms in the area. It's warm, though, at least, except for in our studio, of course.
I haven't really seen any evidence of a thunderstorm. It's been sunny in the 80s all day.
No, they've been. It's cloudy. I don't know if you must have been having your eyes closed when you walked inside, because it's been cloudy since about 3 o'clock here. But
I was inside since 3, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It has been cloudy, and the thunderstorms have been in the area. None have actually hit Tuscaloosa. I came prepared, though. I'm in the rain jacket.
Better than this weekend, though. This weekend was not.
Oh, I loved it. It was nice and cold.
No, I don't like it.
I'm a fat guy, man. I love the cold. Like, I'm fat and hairy. I'm built for it, you know?
Yeah, but there's all these day parties and crawfish boils and everything, and I didn't want to go because it was so cold.
See, I feel like weather can be a cop-out for fun plans like that. You always go to a crawfish boil, regardless of the weather.
Even if it's... You have an umbrella.
Yeah.
You have an umbrella.
Think just about the crawfish, though.
They died so you can enjoy them.
That's really... I mean, just, you know, deal with it. We got a crispy show coming up for you. First off, some... it's not so breaking anymore, but some news out of the University of Alabama. The football team's third arrest in 4 days. Tyron Jones, the already suspended running back.
It's not surprising. Not even breaking anymore.
I mean, he was already suspended.
Yeah.
He's already suspended, arrested today for marijuana possession in the second degree. There's no need to fear, though. The last time the Alabama Crimson Tide had this many arrests was 2009. And, hey, we won a national championship that year. So
that's a positive way to look at it.
Keep locking them up. Keep locking them up.
Pretty soon we're going to run out of people.
I don't know. We got quite a few guys on the team. If we get, 100-something arrests, then, I mean...
I would say start with some suspensions at that point.
A bunch of walk-ons that are going to get arrested just to get our arrest numbers up.
Yeah. I'll
get arrested.
We could recruit Christian's intramural basketball team.
There we go.
We don't have any arrests on our team, though.
They don't have much talent either.
I feel like you need to be like the coach of the comebacks. You want arrests. You want failures. You want, you know, academic suspensions.
Yeah, that's what brings championships.
Hey, it turned out pretty good for the Gridiron Gang and The Rock, remember? And Exhibit, they coached that really good team.
Yeah, that was a really good team.
I feel like all movies turn out well for The Rock, you know?
I don't know. Maybe. Guess we'll see.
He just looks jacked in all of his movies.
Jacked?
Yeah, I'm not taking...
You mean more jacked?
Whatever. All right, Mom.
Well, I mean, we're on the campus radio station. I think we got to represent the education, the Institute of Higher Education a little better.
Followed up by Brain Matters? I mean, come on. We've got to be smart.
Think about who comes in on
with Jacked. Come on, guys.
They're going to come in here and talk about, like, you know, stuff that just blows our minds, and we're over here making up words like
they're probably going to do a full show one day of just all the terrible grammar we've used on the show.
They're secretly recording our show. It's just going to play some snippets of it.
They're going to be talking about
sports guys. Yeah.
These meatheads. They don't even know what they're talking about. But, man. We're also going to talk about the Final Four a little bit, obviously, whether or not you like basketball. It's been a fun tournament to follow. It really has, despite my horrible bracket and despite Eric.
I made a Sweet 16 bracket, though.
It doesn't matter. You're still taking us to Whataburger.
I have 3 out of 4 in the Final Four there.
You're still taking us to Whataburger. But, yes, Michigan State, Duke, Wisconsin, and Kentucky make up the Final Four. It's going to be Duke and Michigan State, correct? And then Wisconsin, Kentucky.
Yep.
Want to make sure I got those straight. Those games will be coming up later on in the week here. We're going to have interviews with Michigan State's Dan Tyler. He's the host of a student radio show there, much like ourselves. He's going to be calling in and talking to us a little bit about Michigan State's Cinderella run, really. They're the 12 seed, and they're in a Final Four. Remarkable coaching job by Tom Izzo, and just great play from the Michigan State Spartans. And then also we're going to have a former Michigan State great, Matt Steginga. He's going to join us at 5, and he's going to talk to us about Tom Izzo in particular. He's now the color commentator for the Michigan State Spartans as well. So, like I said, crispy show coming up. Star-studded.
Everyone wants a piece of this one, man.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get any more star-studded than us four, and then you bring on these guys.
Right? Does it get better than this? Does it get any better
than
this?
Absolutely not.
Man, I tell you what. And then also we're going to start talking some baseball. Opening day this Sunday, the 6th?
6th.
April 6th, Easter Sunday, Chicago Cubs.
I see
Cardinals.
Matt's over there excited to see his Texas Rangers lose 100 games this year.
Finish last in the AL West.
Baby.
Rangers are going to finish last in the AL West.
I'll start my sounds again. I will.
You're going to start the sounds?
I'll start my sounds again.
We're going to hear the random like belch that we heard last week. Just like in the middle of... Matt, come on.
All right, cut it out over there.
All right, I'll stop.
I mean, he thinks he's powerful because he can take us off, you know. He can take us
well,
off the air.
What they don't know is that you guys are bigger than me, so I'm not going to do that. You know what? We'll take him. We'll draft him. He's got playoff and championship experience.
That's very true. And
he hit a home run. He hit a home run in a spring training game.
It's more than Prince Fielder's done.
Russell Wilson's a stud.
Okay, I get it. He's had the fat vegetarian man had neck surgery. He's going to come back bigger and stronger.
He's actually a lot slimmer this year.
Yeah. What veggies did he eat? I don't know.
You didn't know he was a vegetarian? He's like a strict vegetarian. I was shocked. I was like, how do you get that meaty and not eat, like, food?
Meaty. That's a good way to describe me. You know, I take what I said about me being fat. I'm just meaty. I'm meaty and hairy.
Man, I feel bad for Prince Fielder, a vegetarian down in Texas. Can't eat Whataburger.
He
can't go to the Cattleman Steakhouse.
The delicious brisket that is on every Texas roadside diner. Oh, man.
And gas station.
God bless Texas. Throwing that out there.
I'm going to text Brooke after this to put a song. The song is named God Bless Texas.
It's a great song.
It is.
I know that song very well.
One of my favorites.
It is a classic. But speaking of Russell Wilson, he's on his way to becoming the NFL's highest paid player with the Seattle Seahawks. Granted, this contract extension isn't going to be fully guaranteed, but what do you think, just give me a ballpark here, what do you guys think the salary is going to be?
I don't know.
I mean, and then really, is he worth it?
I don't think if
he's going to be highest, that means higher than what Sue got paid.
It's going to be more than Ndamukong Suh.
He's not even the highest paid.
The highest paid player, right now.
Highest paid is what? Rodgers right now at a 126 over 6 years, I think. So I don't know. It's probably going to be in the 130s, I would guess, over 6 years.
I mean, that's just a ton of money.
That's a ton of money.
And it's weird that weren't we talking about a couple years ago? Russell Wilson was like so underpaid. They're like, this guy's not even making like $1 million yet or something. Yeah. And they were talking, he's making like $700,000 in a season or something. And now that's going to be
that
like
his rookie contract. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. It's Aaron Rodgers, the highest paid NFL player at $22 million a year.
So I don't know. What is it going to be? 20,
24, 25.
When they say that, it's going to be like 22 more than 25 or 23, yeah. Something like that.
And then Colin Kaepernick's right behind him.
He's
at around $21 million.
He's really worth it.
I mean, that comes down to about $1 million per interception a year. So, yeah.
Oh,
I think Jay Cutler's up there too, which is just as embarrassing. Let's see here. Where's he at? Come on, Jay Cutler. I know you're in here somewhere.
Which makes
buddy.
The Steelers signing Ben Roethlisberger at a 5-year, $99 million contract seem like a steal.
Jay Cutler, average annual salary of $18 million. Yeah. So that's like, I mean, he's getting paid like $2 million per interception. Or I should say $200,000 per interception.
He throws so many interceptions. I kind of want to read his contract, see if he gets like an incentive for that.
Well, they should give him an incentive to stop throwing them.
Yeah, a bonus if you throw under this amount.
If you have a game without any interceptions or turnovers, that's $500,000 for you in your pocket.
Hey, I mean, I would just keep handing it off.
Yeah.
Just run the ball.
Audible.
Coach Fox is in the on the headset saying, all right, we're going to run, power pass. I'd be like, nope.
I'm just going
to
run the ball.
We're giving it to Matt Forte, baby, up the middle. All right. That's what I would do if I was getting $500,000 not to throw an interception. I mean, I could totally do that. I could take a solid 60 snaps in an NFL game and just hand the ball off for $500,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be like more. It's got to have more terms than that. You got to make, at least 15 throws. Pass for at least maybe 150.
Okay, well then we're going to run screen passes,
I mean, last week I said I would go to the ring and get punched by Floyd Mayweather for $1 million, so I'd do that.
Would you rather get punched by Floyd Mayweather or Tuscaloosa's own Deontay Wilder?
Oh, man.
You got a heavyweight or a middleweight?
One punch, I'd probably take Mayweather. I don't know.
I'd just rather have my face intact.
I almost kind of would take it from Deontay Wilder because it's like, Roll Tide, like a hometown hit,
Hometown punch.
That would make my price go up a little bit more.
Titletown punch. It's wonderful. Some more NFL news. Matt Schaub today signed with the Baltimore Ravens. He's going to be backing up Joe Flacco, one of the other highest paid players in the NFL.
Really deserves it.
Is that sarcasm? Or?
That is a lot of sarcasm.
From week to week, okay. You don't know how to answer that question. I love Joe Flacco.
Terrible. This is coming from a Steelers fan here. I don't think Joe Flacco's worth it whatsoever.
I'm a big Flacco fan. I do think Joe Flacco's right on the edge of elite. I hate that whole, is he elite, is he not elite conversation. But, I mean, the guy can be absolutely lights out at times. And in the playoffs, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL in the playoffs. And I mean, not too many people can, deny that. Granted, he did lose this year, to New England Patriots, but hey, the Patriots were the eventual champs. What do you expect? And I don't know if he's worth the amount of money he gets. He gets an average annual salary of $20 million a year. That's pushing it. But I definitely think Flacco is worth being one of the highest paid quarterbacks. But that's just my personal opinion. That could be up for debate. Let's put it this way. I think Joe Flacco deserves that money more than, say, Russell Wilson deserves that money. I think from a pure passing standpoint and being a pure quarterback, I think Joe Flacco is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson may be a better leader.
I'd say he's a better athlete, too.
Overall, sure. I mean, he can scramble around. But until Russell Wilson comes out with a 4,000-yard passing season with, 35 touchdowns to 10 picks, I don't think he's worth that kind of money. He can, what's his career high passing totals? I think
like mid-300s, maybe upper like threes, but I don't think he's touched four yet.
I think the max he's had passing is right around 3,000.
I thought you meant for a game.
I'm going to look it up real quick. Russell Wilson's.
This is like my 7,000 points in college reference. Matt thinks he's passing for 5,000 in a game.
I thought that you meant in a game, so I said, maybe mid three. I don't think he's touched 400 yards in a game, has he?
No, but he has
Marshawn. So.
His first, last year, he threw for 3,400 yards. So, respectable. Especially considering, the receiving corps, but it's just
elite,
not.
Though.
Yeah, exactly. They were much better a couple years ago when they had, Doug Baldwin and Golden Tate and Percy Harvin.
And the year before that, he only had 3,300. Yeah. So, I mean, with the depleted receiving stat or core, he, got better. But I don't know. That Russell Wilson, we'll save that debate for another day
have as your quarterback, Wilson or Flacco? Taking, their price out of it, just. Pure, watching them and how they've been in their careers, who would you take?
I personally would rather have Joe Flacco. And that's just, I'm an old school football guy. I think that a quarterback's duty is to manage a game and throw the football down the field. I don't think the quarterback's
and
duty
stay in the
is
pocket.
To scramble. Yeah, stay. And if a quarterback is forced out of the pocket, it's good that he's able to run and pick up some yards, and Flacco can do that. I mean, if Flacco gets flushed out of the pocket, he's able to run and pick up, 3 or 4 yards. He can extend the plays, not to the extent Russell Wilson can, but as a pure passer, I think Joe Flacco's better than Russell Wilson. I've seen some of Russell Wilson's throws that have been considered big plays, big throws, and I mean, it's just been a prayer. It's been a chuck and a prayer, and it's worked for him so far, but eventually I think that those are going to catch up, and we might see some of that Seahawks magic die down a little bit. But there's no doubt he's a stellar athlete, and he's an absolutely fantastic leader for the Seattle Seahawks. Everybody loves him in Seattle, the players, the coaches, the fans, they all love him. And I think that's great. But as far as a pure quarterbacking standpoint, I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I think he's an elite football player, not an elite quarterback. And that's my opinion. I have the utmost respect for Russell Wilson, despite despising the Seahawks. But I would take Flacco, and I would take Andrew Luck over anybody. But, that's just... That's just personal preference, anyway.
I'm glad you were able to sneak Luck in there for today.
I have to.
Found your spot and you took advantage of it. Nice.
When Andrew Luck's contract extension talks start surfacing, I wouldn't be surprised if he surpassed Russell Wilson's future contract as far as highest paid players. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Luck was making $25, $26 million a year, because that's what he means to the Indianapolis Colts. So,
yeah.
And that's just, I don't think there's a lot of people that would disagree with the fact that Andrew Luck is what takes the Colts to the Super Bowl, to the playoffs, I should say, over the past year since he's been in the league. I mean, without Andrew Luck, that team's not even a playoff team, in my opinion. But that's enough NFL for the day. You never really have enough, but maybe once we get closer to the draft, we'll start talking, which is less than a month away.
I love the draft.
I love the draft. I can't wait to put our mocks together. We're going to have a lot of fun as the draft approaches. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk some Alabama baseball and some Alabama softball, both squads in action tonight. We'll have more, so stay tuned. You're listening to the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.